What's poppin', boys? It's your boy Mad Dog here, and K-Grizz with your afternoon takeover. And we're gonna be showing you the top 10 tourist locations in the US of A.
I think Britain's better.
Shut up. It's a pretty nice view out of this big building in Peoria. Peoria's kind of, you know, nasty. It's got all that gray air, big buildings.
I think Britain's better.
But these places I'd much, much rather be in. And to kick it off, we have number 10, the Navy Pier. Here, we can take cruises. Go to the Children's Museum, which is for children. It's very, very fun, just like the one in St. Louis. And then, you can go see Shakespeare Theater, where you can see many, many Shakespeare different plays that were made by Shakespeare way back in the day, and Mrs. Horton knows all about them. You can also shop at many, many different shops, and there's one big mall, and also, I love the rides there. There's a big Ferris wheel. Kaden?
Your turn. At number 9, we have Venice Beach in Los Angeles, California. So, see, there's a great big beach where you can see a bunch of street performers that are very talented. There's a skate park for the kids, and there's some very talented people there, too. And overall, it's a pretty good time. Now, at number 8,
we have, let's face the truth, at number 8, we have Mount Rushmore. You can shop there, although I don't think you want to shop there, because there's so much other fun things to do. You can go hiking and science cruises, which will teach you a lot. If we lived out by there, we might even take a field trip there sometime. But hiking is by far my favorite thing to do there, because you can climb on all the faces. Kaden,
your turn. At number 7, we have the Great Smoky Mountains. You can climb there, you can zip line, there's a bunch of waterfalls, lakes, and wildlife.
Then, at number 6, Walt Disney World. There's free Wi-Fi there, I've heard. As Quote Max, you can play Fortnite there.
Fortnite!
And Wi-Fi. And then, my second favorite thing to do there is the roller coasters. They're so many fun.
Sorry, Mrs.
Cameron. There are so many fun roller coasters there. And shopping again, they don't have main shops, but they got, you know, like little trinkets and stuff like that, like little Mickey heads. You can even say plays there of different movies, your favorite movies. My favorite thing to do was have dinner with the Disney princesses. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And at number 5, we have Yosemite, as Max says, National Park.
It's Yosemite, and there are great views. You can go hiking, you can be on tours and camping, and you can see the history of Yosemite National Park, and a great time overall.
Wait, I have breaking news. Max says Yosemite like it's supposed to be. Kaden is the other one that says Yosemite. At number 4, we have Las Vegas Strip. Not the place to bring your kids most of the time, because there's so much gambling, there's shopping. There's very, very fancy restaurants that you have to wear a suit and tie. The 3rd is Florida
Keys.
There's a bunch of beautiful beaches there. You can have a lot of fun swimming. You can go to the gift shop and have good family time.
I have a question.
What?
Yes.
What's at the gift shop?
Well, you'll see many seashells and sand dollars there with
tiki
a bunch
mugs.
Of shirts and cups and sweatshirts to just show everyone your souvenir and how to make them jealous of your vacation.
Thank you, dear.
And there are tiki huts. And my favorite thing at Florida Keys are all the dolphins. There's dolphins everywhere there. And the water is so clear. The water is so clear you can see right through it and see the dolphins. They'll swim right up to your waist. And at number 2, we have Niagara Falls. Better not trip. There's big waterfalls there. There's an old Fort Niagara, which you can go see, visit, learn some history about it. You can see a lot of wildlife. Niagara Falls is mainly a sightseeing place, which is pretty cool. and can even visit caves, see some bats. And at number one, we have Grand Canyon.
It has a beautiful cliff view, and you can visit trails. You have whitewater rafting. You can go hiking, camping. It's a beautiful place in Nevada, and overall, it's a great time.
Hey, Caden, let's do a quiz. Okay. Which one of these is the only one located in Los Angeles?
Venice Beach.
Correct. Which one is famous for its faces on the side?
Great Smoky Mountains.
Incorrect. Mount Rushmore is the correct answer. Which one has more than one location?
Navy Pier.
No, Navy Pier is only in Chicago, silly. Walt Disney World has more than one location.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it for our quiz. We'll wrap it up. All done.